ABC Radio Australia.
Over the weekend, vote counting began in Samoa after the country went to the polls in a closely watched election that could reshape the country's political future. Preliminary results are now in, giving us the first indication of where power might lie after a turbulent few years under Prime Minister Fiume Naomi Mataafa. To help us unpack the reaction from voters and what happens next, we are joined by Pacific Beat's Adele Fruin. Adele, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem at all. Now, vote counting is underway and provisional results have been coming in. What do we know so far?
So far, the Whātuatuiletua Samoa or Tasi Party, or the FAST Party, has surged ahead. They've secured over 30 seats so far out of 51 parliamentary seats. Now, they are now looking as the front runner to form government. However, you know, trailing just behind with 13 seats is the Human Rights Protection Party, that's known as the HRPP. As for the caretaker Prime Minister Fiume Naomi Mataafa's party, Samoa Uniting Party, they have only secured 3 seats so far. And we've also got independent candidates and they've also secured 4 seats. Now, you know, with the final count still underway, you know, there's still possibilities of a coalition, but, you know, these are still preliminary results that I think we have to be mindful of that. It's not the overall results. But yes, so far, FAST Party is looking to be the new government.
Yeah, so it sounds like there's still a little bit of a race to run so far. Has Prime Minister Fiume or the opposition spoke out or responded to these provisional results yet?
Caretaker Prime Minister Fiume Naomi Mataafa has yet to make a public statement or even address, you know, the results of the weekend. However, the Human Rights Protection Party leader or former Prime Minister of 22 years, Tuleepo Dr. Sailele Malilingoi, he spoke to party members and supporters last Saturday. He made some strong accusations against the FAST Party and even alleged that bribery was involved, you know, in the overall results. Now, he's also stated that his party has evidence and will be taking FAST Party members to court. So that's going to be pretty interesting in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, interesting indeed. It was a tense build-up to the election last week. It was first called as a snap election after Fiume lost the support of her government and the country has been battling a dengue outbreak since then. How are people feeling now that voting is over and counts are underway?
It feels like a funeral in Samoa, honestly. When I say that, it's the mood that I'm seeing from members of the public and also, you know, those I've spoken to as well. Now, in saying that, reactions to the preliminary results have been deeply divided, you know, in our people. Now, FAST supporters, of course, are celebrating with joy and optimism that their party won, you know, with so many seats. Well, this is even after the preliminary results. However, you know, those that supported the Human Rights Protection Party or HRPP and also Samoa Uniting Party, you know, they've expressed great disappointment and sadness over the results so far. Now, in some areas, the mood have been described as, I would say, somber, you know, like a funeral. It feels like a funeral because it's just too quiet. Mm. And normally, you know, normally it would be, you know, a lot of people would be making a lot of noise of results, especially with the previous one. Mm. But this one is a bit different. And even during the day with election day, it felt a bit too quiet, I would say. There wasn't a lot of noise going on during the election day as people head to the polls. Now, you know, it's gone so far as a few individuals have even shared with me that they've deactivated their Facebook accounts all because they just don't want to accept the results. There's a lot of people that are unwilling to accept the outcome so far of the preliminary results, but as some have you know, they're quite optimistic about the fact that these are just preliminary results. And even though this is a lot of the bulk of the voting, they're still confident that they just want to wait until the final results have been released.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of people are just a little bit numb or just disengaged in general, I guess. Was that the sense that you got when you got out and voted on the weekend? Like, did you very much pick up on that energy that you just described?
So I voted during the pre-polling before everybody else, the whole country voted, I would say. Now, during, because of course I'll be working on the main day, but so during pre-polling, it was just, I would say it was just too quiet. And I also, because I was there at the polling booths, and, some of the elderly, I think one of the challenges that we saw, that some of the elderly, members of the public were turned away because they didn't register to vote in the pre-polling. I think that's a requirement that a lot of our citizens must abide by. The feeling was just too quiet all around. And I also heard from some members of the public as well that they chose not to take their elders to vote during the pre-polling. Instead, they wanted to wait until the main day, which was Friday, for our main polling day. So I feel like it's just been mixed reactions from members of the public. But, over the weekend, I've been talking to so many people after the election, and they just think the mood has just been off, I would say. It's just everybody are affected, by the by the preliminary results. For those that I've spoken to that have accepted the results, they have shared that they welcome should the Fast Party become the new government, but the majority I've spoken to as well, they just would not accept these results as the preliminary. They find it, it's a shocking revelation to them, honestly. They just can't accept it. It's been, the mood has been just different, and it just feels like a funeral, honestly, because not only the people are like affected and sad, it feels like they're grieving something they've lost, basically, and that's just some, that's just some of the members of the public I've spoken to, while the others are celebrating, while thousands are already celebrating over these preliminary results, the others, however, I'm seeing and I've spoken to, it's a different story. They feel that, some of them just don't feel that support towards, Fast becoming a, possible government, I would say. Yeah,
such a deviation from what we've come to expect. Just finally, Adele, because we are running out of time, but what are the next steps in this process, and how soon might we see the final results come in?
Yes. Now, today, as we speak, the Electoral Commission has started the official count of votes. Now, this will include all the votes, pre-polling, special votes, and the main day that we had the votes. Now, for the final results, it's going to take a little bit longer, I would say, compared to how Australia would get their results. But we're expecting the final results on Friday. Sadly, but yes. And then legal challenges, I would say that's going to follow soon after. Yeah.